folks, and welcome to Alaska Gold Trails. I'm your host, Jim Madonna. This is your radio show on mining in Alaska. And before we launch right into the thick of the program, I want to tell you a little bit about the precious metals people. Who's the precious metals people, folks? You know, it's Oxford Assaying and Refining, located at 208 Wendell Street, right here in Fairbanks, Alaska. That's where the miners sell their gold. But that's not all they do, folks. They also have investment gold and silver in the form of silver ingots, coins, and bars, and then in the form of gold ingots, bars, and of course those coins that we are so familiar with. For example, the American Gold Eagles, which are now available in four sizes. That's Oxford Assaying and Refining, located at 208 Wendell Street. Their phone number is 456-3967. Or if you want to the gold, silver, and platinum prices of the day, the number of their quote line is 452-7858. And if you want a little personal attention, the number once again is 456-3967. That's Oxford Assaying and Refining at 208 Wendell Street.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Lowell Purcell sitting in for Jim Madonna once again on Alaska Gold Trails. We have a guest coming up about 1:30 or so. It'll be Steve Hemschrott of the Co-op Extension Service. Not actually on mining, but something that kind of ties to that, and it's wilderness survival. We're going to be telling you about that. Steve is the Co-op Extension's Land Resource and Community Development Agent, and we'll be taking your calls for Steve at 479-8255. In the meantime, whatever you want to talk about mining, we will do it at 479-8255, but let's keep the topic to mining. Might even talk a little bit about that rezone up on Esther, if you like, at 479-8255. That's 479-TALK. We'll be back with your phone calls on Alaska Gold Trails after this word from Jim.
Folks, I'd like to take a minute to tell you about Days Inn, located at 321 East 5th Avenue. That's 5th and Cordova Street in Anchorage, Alaska. They feature 116 rooms, some non-smoking rooms, free parking, an airport limousine, airport courtesy telephone, and rental cars are available through the Days Inn. They also feature a 24-hour restaurant with room service, wake-up and message service, and in-house movies. They also, of course, have the lounge. Convenient to all downtown businesses and facilities. For reservations and information, feel free to call their 800 number. That's 1-800-325-2525.
This is Alaska Gold Trails, and hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, that's you. Knock, knock. I hear him in the background. Hi, come on back to the phone. We must be on another line there. 479-8255 is our phone number. Hello, are you there? There he is.
Here.
Hi. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, I want to talk to them about the mining stuff again. And that,
all right.
It sort of concerns that rezoning.
Okay.
I'd like to hear some from some listeners that have been in areas like I was where mining companies, of course, were the... They were the main economy of the area, and ran into stuff like this. But you know, the people realized, at least in those areas, that they were the main economy in the area, and
mm-hmm.
and of course the mines made a good deal to the people and said, "We're going to buy your property." I mean, they even bought a whole town out, and
mm-hmm.
the town just doesn't exist anymore because they were sitting right on top of the minerals,
mm-hmm.
and they just relocated everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, when you want to develop a resource, and I think that it was handled well, at least where I came from. I'd like to hear from some other people that came from areas like that,
mm-hmm.
because I know we've got lots of transient people that came from other places, you know, where mining is the main economy of the area.
Do you have any feelings one way or the other on the Esther Dome issue?
Yeah, I think it's being overblown too much, and I think the miners should be allowed to do what they need to do up there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see if we can get some more calls and
okay.
See what other people view. And again, you're looking for people who basically have come up from outside, and particularly maybe how
another
they handled
mining,
in that area.
Yeah, yeah, another mining area, and had this kind of thing come up. And,
mm-hmm.
and the mining companies usually, you know, have, at least in my experience, were sensitive to the needs. But you know, the people also cooperated and were relocated, and I mean, they didn't get the shaft. They got you know, equitable compensation for their property and everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Well, let's see if we can get some more calls. Okay. That reminds me of the old Jerry. Oh, come on, what was his name? Country and Western singer. It'll come to me. Jerry Reed's song, right? She got the gold mine, I got the shaft. Remember that one? Yeah, about, 5-6 years ago that was popular. 14 and a half minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock, and we'll continue in a moment after this word from Jim.
I always am amazed at the back of the local telephone directory here in Fairbanks, Alaska, where you see the fine advertisement presented by B&L Pawn Shop. B&L Pawn is located at the corner of Gaffney and Cushman, and some people say it's the most unpredictable variety store in Fairbanks. And as far as I'm concerned, that's an understatement. It's more like having a giant garage sale in one room for a fascinating variety of items. Stop over at B&L. You're going to find that they have jewelry, clocks, stereos, headphones, guns, scopes, and winches, and many, many other items over there. In fact, you can get anything at B&L Pawn. B&L traditionally has offered tremendous savings, but in addition, if you tell Killer you heard it on KFAR, she'll even sweeten the deal. And if you tell her you heard about B&L Pawn on Alaska Gold Trails from Jim Madonna, she'll even sweeten it more. That's B&L Pawn, located at the corner of Gaffney and Cushman. Their phone number is 452-6491. Keep that one in mind, folks, 452-6491.
We've got 15 and a half minutes after 1 o'clock on Alaska Gold Trails, and we'll say hi. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just wondered how many people was aware of this Senate Bill number 167 that was put in by Betty Fahrenkamp.
What does it do?
Well, it puts a whole big block of land in, calling it an act establishing the Good Pasture Public Use Area. And it's taking everything out and putting it in the preserve for about 25 or 30 cabin owners down on the Good Pasture River is what it amounts to. And it's going to tie up about 980,000 acres.
Mm-hmm. What is the reasoning for the bill, for introducing the bill?
Well, one thing, the Division of Forestry had this Tanna Valley State Forestry Plan, and it projected some timber sales in that area in the next 10, 20 years that would be within 6 miles of that Good Pasture River.
Uh-huh.
And
so they didn't want people going in there and chopping down trees prior to that, basically, or?
No, they just don't want in there at all. But uh-huh. The thing is, they want that for their own private little playground, but there's a lot of mines.
But there are cabins in there already, aren't there?
That's right.
Yeah.
But those are the people that's wanting this bill, but there is mining in that area, and let me just read you a few of the things in it.
Go ahead.
The state may not acquire by eminent domain privately owned land within or abutting state-owned land described in that statute, but may acquire privately owned land by purchase, exchange, or otherwise for including in the Good Pasture Public Use Area.
Mm-hmm.
Then, subject to valid existing rights, the commission may not dispose of the surface estate in the state land without the Good Pasture Public, within the Good Pasture Public Use Area.
Mm-hmm.
The state or municipality may not construct a road or highway within the Good Pasture Public Use Area. The commissioner may not dispose of timber commercially under 38, within the Good Pasture Public Use Area. The commissioner may permit the harvesting of timber for personal use. The commissioner may not manage a Good Pasture Public Use Unit as a unit of the state park system. Another one, the commissioner shall allow traditional access to the Good Pasture River or Good Pasture Public Use Area by motorized or non-motorized means of transportation to private land, interest in private land for the lawful sport and subsistence hunting, fishing, trapping, and recreational purposes in a manner that is compatible with purposes specified in so-and-so.
Now, are the cabins there, are those occupied year-round, or are these more or less recreational cabins?
Recreational cabins.
So what does that do to those people?
Well, it just gives them that whole area, like I say, it's pretty near 1 million acres that they're asking be tied up just for their personal use there. Mm-hmm. That's what it really boils down to.
Where does the bill stand now? Is it still in committee or has it gone to the floor?
It's in the committee, in the finance committee.
Uh-huh.
But this is mind-boggling when you take 980,464 acres and put it in a recreational area. We've already got, it joins right on to that Charlie River. So you're going to have a block tied up from the Richardson Highway to the Yukon River up to Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got the White Mountains thing up here. You've got the Chino Hot Springs recreational area. We're tying up the whole damned area in nothing but parks and recreational use.
I assume that you've contacted Senator Fahrenkamp's office and voiced your displeasure with his bill?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay. I assume you're going to do that, though, right?
Yes, you're very well right, but I thought the miners ought to be aware of this because I know there is mm-hmm. a lot of mining down in the western end of this.
Is Betty the only one on the bill, or is it co-sponsored by some other legislators?
The copy that I've got here is just says by Fahrenkamp.
Okay.
It's introduced 2889.
Okay. Well, here's your chance for our listeners out there to express your pleasure or displeasure with this bill by contacting the senator's office or your legislative office.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything further for us this afternoon?
No, I just wanted to make the miners aware of this so that they got an opportunity to call in.
Uh-huh. To respond. Okay. Well, I appreciate your information and your call this afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
I'd like to take a minute out, folks, and talk a little bit about our friends out there at North Pole. That's Hector's Welding, located at 13 Mile Richardson Highway. He's been in business serving Alaska for many, many years. They've got 14,400 square feet of shop space, which is capable of handling the most demanding work quickly and efficiently. We know Hector's Welding as the place where they manufacture the most efficient multi-channel sluice boxes in the state of Alaska. In addition to building sluice boxes, they can replace dozer blade liners. They also rebuild loader buckets and ripper shanks. They do heavy equipment repairs and modifications. And of course, as we pointed out earlier, mining equipment fabrication is their specialty, including sluice boxes, conveyors, feeders, grizzlies, and screening plants. They also fabricate specialized ripples and punch plate. That's Hector's Welding, located at 13 Mile Richardson Highway. Phone 488-6432. And when you go out there, tell them you heard about their ad on Alaska Gold Trails from Jim Madonna.
22 minutes now after the hour of 1 o'clock. Well, the weatherman isn't going to be nice to us tonight. Basically this afternoon we've got slowly falling temperatures from 0 to 10 above, and it's only about 10 above here at our studios now, even though the sun is shining. All pilots out there in the area, we would remind you to check your light aircraft. Make sure it's still tied down because the wind is gusting to about 30 miles per hour. Now, for tonight, you can look for west winds at about 20 miles an hour. And again, our temperatures will be falling off overnight to clearing skies by tonight with temperatures as a low of 10 to 20 below. But the wind is still going to be there. So again, if you are a private pilot, check your aircraft at International or Phillips Field or wherever it might be to make sure that all your tie downs are secure because the wind is going to play a little havoc with them if they are not. We're going to break away here in just about a minute or so for Gordon Williams, and that's business and headlines. And then we have coming up on the second half of Gold Trails this afternoon, Mr. Steve Hemschrott. Hem is with the Co-op Extension Land Resource and Community Development. And this kind of ties a little bit together with mining and being in the great outdoors. There's a wilderness survival seminar coming up, and Steve is an expert on this. We're going to find out more about this, and we'll be taking your calls for Steve at 479-8255. That's 479-TALK. Incidentally, his office number, if you'd like to contact him after the program, is 452-1548. That's the Co-op Extension number where you can reach Steve Hemschrott at 452-1548. In the second hour of Talkback this afternoon following Gold Trails, we will have our contest once again from A&L Precision, and we'll be qualifying four more people for our grand prize drawings tomorrow. We'll be giving away two tune-ups, and so we invite you to stay tuned for that. 24 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock to ABC in New York.
Stocks went back on the winning track today as the economic news just keeps on rolling in better than expected. And there is a chance we may yet avoid a strike against Eastern Airlines by its machinists, now set for 1 minute after midnight on Saturday. On Wall Street, the Dow average made it 3 gains in 4 days this week by gaining 23 points today to the 2266 level. In the economy, consumer confidence in the outlook was strong last month, says the Conference Board. February sales were stronger than expected at the big retail store chains, with Sears Roebuck sales up 13% and sales of new homes up an unexpectedly strong 5% in January. Federal mediators say one side, they won't say which one, has made a new contract offer in that Eastern Airlines situation. That leaves mediators a little more hopeful that there could be a breakthrough that will avert a strike. I'm Gorton Williams.
Canned salmon from Alaska, firm and tender as can be. The taste that makes Alaska proud. Canned salmon from the sea.
Fishermen from all over America travel all the way to Alaska just to hook those big, beautiful Alaska salmon. You know what? It's the very same salmon they pack in cans, fresh out of those wild Alaskan seas. It's the best in the world. It's Alaska canned salmon.
Canned salmon from Alaska.
Alaska canned salmon has that wonderful salmon flavor. Plus, the natural oils that is part of a low-fat diet and exercise program can help reduce serum cholesterol. And a tall can of salmon goes a long way. One tall can of salmon will feed a family of 4 to 6 in a hearty salmon loaf, salmon patties, or in a quick salmon and pasta fettuccine. And if you can't vacation in Alaska, canned salmon will still give your family a taste of why it's worth the trip. A message from the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute.
Keepsakes and snapshots, old clocks and dogs, hanging up pictures, stacking up logs. Everyday people are making new friends, and it's starting to feel like home. Getting settled in, life's looking better than it's ever been before. Our new home and dreams, it's what we've been waiting for.
HUD Homes, for a place to call your own.
In 1977, the state government created an ELF, short for Economic Limit Factor. ELF promised that when oil got more costly to produce, there would still be a little extra money left to seek additional development. In 1987, ELF went back to work at Prudhoe Bay, and today is creating jobs, new development, and additional income for Alaska. Let's keep a good thing working. ELF.
This message sponsored by ARCO Alaska.
From the ABC newsroom, federal mediators say they're doing all they can to head off a strike against Eastern Airlines early Saturday. The machinist union threatening to walk. An official with the mediation board says one side has presented a new proposal. So there's at least some hope the strike might be averted. If the machinists do strike, the pilots and flight attendants may honor their picket lines. Senate debate on the Tower nomination is now underway. Despite a lot of criticism against Tower, Democrat Alan Cranston says Tower still has a chance. The Senate's expected to vote on the nomination next week. The head of the Senate Judiciary Committee says his panel will vote next week on the nomination of William Bennett to be the nation's first drug czar. What's believed to be a major spy ring has been busted in West Germany. Several people arrested for breaking into secret files, secret computer files, and selling the information to the Soviets. Things are beginning to return to normal in Venezuela after 3 days of rioting, but the streets are full of soldiers. And the government says despite higher interest rates, new home sales went up nearly 5% in January. For the ABC Information Network, I'm Doug Limerick.
Gary Busey made his first public appearance yesterday since that near-fatal motorcycle crash of his back on December the 4th. Even though he said he was suffering from some post-traumatic amnesia, he is still pro-choice as to whether or not motorcyclists over the age of 21 should wear helmets.
They cut down your peripheral vision, they cut off your hearing, they stop your neck from rotating. And I think traffic and weather conditions are a big opportunity to wear a helmet. You should have one on the back of your bike no matter where you go.
Tonight, while the CBS show 48 Hours promises an in-depth look at tabloid trash TV, Pepsi-Cola has bought an unprecedented 2 minutes of primetime TV time in 40 countries to premiere that Madonna ad and video. We'll see it starting on The Cosby Show. Speaking of Madonna, she's just been named by Art and Antiques magazine as one of America's top 100 collectors. Cited for her European masters in vintage photographs, Madonna joins artsy buyers such as Steve Martin, Barbara Streisand, Bill Cosby, and Steven Spielberg. Well, maybe one of them will bid on Andrew Wyeth's Helga collection, which is back on the market, I hear, for some $40 million. I'm Joanna Langfield.
Hi, Jim Summers with another valuable Value Right story. Okay, I'll be honest. I love my hair. Well, anyway, my wife says it's sexy. So here's an event of some personal interest at Value Right. This week, I can get Prowl Shampoo Conditioner on sale for only $2.99 at participating stores. 15-ounce regular or 7-ounce concentrate. Just look in the yellow pages for Value Right, where you'll always find great American values. Oh, here's some Prowl for my wife.
March unsung American Lonnie Jackson volunteering his time to help others.
When I retired from the military, I wanted to transfer some of my organization skills in helping out the community.
Jackson organized a cleanup campaign in Columbus, Georgia. He also recruits tutors to help young students.
People get excited because they see the kids doing better in school. This could happen anywhere, but people working together and pitching in.
Lonnie Jackson is making a difference. To volunteer, call 1-800-228-8813, a public service from ABC's Project Literacy U.S.
I'm Dirk Van on the human side. Little good old-fashioned American ingenuity in just a moment.
Picture it. Rush hour. A major highway with only two narrow lanes. Traffic is all backed up with no place to go. Now you know what's going on inside most personal computers when there's more information than they can handle. That's why IBM developed the Personal System 2 computers with Microchannel. Microchannel gives the PS2 more lanes to manage the flow of information. It's a veritable superhighway, so it can handle today's sales figures at the same time as a big report and never get in the way of other important data. No backups, no gridlock, no frustration. Sound good? Contact your IBM authorized dealer and find out how far the PS2 with Microchannel can take you today and down the road. Just make sure you fasten your seatbelt. When you're thinking ahead, you're thinking IBM Personal System 2.
Have you ever opened a bottle of wine and the cork goes in instead of out? Well, good news, connoisseurs. A California company has come up with something called the Wine Waiter. It's a long, tong-like tool that reaches into a bottle, grabs the floating cork, and pulls it out. It also has a corkscrew to help you get it right the first time, $9.95. Needless to say, the maker has grape expectations. There's a fellow in Ontario, Canada, who bills himself as the Lee Iacocca of hearses. Tom McPherson is no stiff when it comes to the long black funeral cars, and he hopes to breathe some new life into the dying hearse business by opening a new $5 million plant that'll make 56 different kinds and up to 2,000 hearses a year. With that kind of output, he hopes to bury the competition. How to get drivers to buckle up? Simple, according to Dr. John Clark, who says car stereo should be hooked up to seat belts. You'd have to buckle up to boogie. Okay, you're on vacation, and ouch, you got a toothache. What a bummer. But here's something that's meant to bridge the gap if you can't see a dentist right away. It's a kit called Dent Aid, the brainchild of Phil Lightman, who says it comes complete with a 50-page manual that outlines temporary steps to ease the pain of a lost filling or a cracked tooth. And to cap it off, you even get instructions on handling problems with caps, bridge work, and braces. Cost $25. But hey, that won't dent your budget. On the human side, I'm Dirk Van on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Medicare fraud. It's a $9 billion epidemic, and it's getting worse. Hi, I'm Peter Hackus for Mature Focus, the news and information program for people who grew up with radio. Today, the staggering cost of fraudulent claims and how you can help prevent them. An Ohio eye doctor is charged with bilking Medicare for nearly $18 million in questionable surgeries. A hospital is accused of billing Medicare for intensive care services when only routine care was provided. Experts say these are just a few examples of Medicare ripoffs that cost taxpayers millions each year. Government prosecutors stress that the key to thwarting Medicare fraud starts with consumer awareness. Ohio Assistant U.S. Attorney Ann Tracy.
Patients and their families are the first line of defense against Medicare and Medicaid fraud. Pay attention to the treatment and tests you receive. Know what they are and question what they are for. Study all bills, even if no payment from you is required. Report any billing errors to both your physician and to your private or Medicare insurance carrier.
A vigilant public is crucial to stopping today's Medicare con men and their elaborate schemes. With the help of watchful citizens, millions of dollars in fraudulent claims were recovered last year. That's today's Mature Focus, a production of AARP. Tomorrow, the growing number of older TV actors. I'm Peter Hackus in Washington.
Folks, do you know where your interior truck headquarters is located? That might just be a good question to have an answer to in case somebody held a contest on Alaska Gold Trails. Well, the answer is who they are, where they are, and what they do. And that is, who are they? Tip Top Chevrolet. Where are they? 1916 Cushman Street, right here in Fairbanks, Alaska. Their phone number, and keep this one solidly in mind, is 452-8211. That's Tip Top Chevrolet. And you can also get your quality GM service parts right there at Tip Top. Tip Top Chevrolet is your one-stop center for new Chevrolets, used cars, parts, and authorized service. Tip Top Chevrolet, once again, located at 1916 Cushman Street. Their phone number, 452-8211. And tell Robbie you heard about his support for the mining community right here on Alaska Gold Trails with Jim Madonna.
You're on the right track when you buy Alaska-grown potatoes. Potatoes are microwave-ready for quick snacks and elegant entrees. Alaska-grown potatoes are naturally low in calories, high in energy, and taste great. February is Potato Lovers Month, and you can win a trip or two to Rio de Janeiro, some fast cash, or a brand-new Mustang convertible. Just enter the Hop a Potato to Rio sweepstakes at your local supermarket before March 31st. You can't beat Alaska-grown potatoes, the original fast food.
Alaska Gold Trails continues after this word from Jim.
Whether it's an auto, light truck, motorhome, or big rig, for the best service in town, it's Gabe's Truck and Auto Repair. And that's not just my opinion, folks. A couple of years ago, the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce gave Gabe's Truck and Auto their prestigious Raving About Fairbanks Award for providing the best vehicle service in Fairbanks. In addition to engine and general vehicle maintenance, Gabe's can also repair automatic transmissions, realign front ends, and repair mount and balance tires. New and rebuilt engines come with a 12-month or 12,000-mile warranty. And as many of you know, Gabe's is one of the first people that initiated the no-pass, no-pay policy on the IM inspection. That's right. If you don't pass, you don't pay at Gabe's. That's Gabe's Truck and Auto, located off Van Horn near Metro Field. Or you can give them a call at 456-6156. Their phone number, once again, at Gabe's Truck and Auto is 456-6156.
Well, welcome back to part two of Gold Trails for a Thursday. I'm Lowell Purcell, sitting in for Jim Madonna this afternoon, and our guest in this half hour is going to be Steve Hemschrott, who is with the Co-op Extension Land Resource and Community Development Agent, and we're going to be talking about the Wilderness Survival Seminar, and this kind of all ties together. It'll be held on Saturday, March 18th from 8 until 5 at the Scheibel Auditorium, the UAF Fairbanks campus. Topics and speakers that you might be interested in if you're in the mining or mining profession or just want to learn more about wilderness survival. Bear know-how is one of the subjects. Lost and found, this will be put on by the search and rescue groups. Bring your own wilderness doctor by Charles Steiner, MD. Wild plants for camp by Dr. Patricia Hollowell, the UAF. Field hoof care and shoeing procedures for horses. And backcountry horse first aid, among other things. We understand this includes mouth-to-mouth resuscitation with a horse, but we'll find out more from Steve in just a few moments. It's 22 minutes now before the hour of 2 o'clock. A couple of commercial messages for you on Alaska Gold Trails, and we'll continue.
The hottest Nintendo action in Fairbanks is at the all-new Solar Video in the Old Steese across from Jeffrey's. Solar Video, with more than 200 Nintendo games in stock, including the hot new Jeopardy. Game machines in stock, too. Rent a Nintendo game for only one punch on your punch card. Save money. Buy a punch card this weekend, and your video or Nintendo rental is as low as $1.41 each. Celebrate with Solar Video this weekend and get a 10-ounce Dairy Queen Blizzard or Shakey's Mini Pizza with each punch card purchase. The all-new Solar Video.
If you buy a new Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury, you get a fine vehicle recognized worldwide for its quality. But what really counts most of all is how you are taken care of after the sale. We can provide a service plan which includes everything from wiper blades to oil and filter changes, all in the price of the car. But best of all, we have 45 vehicles dedicated to keeping you on the road while your car truck is being serviced. 45 cars for our customers at no cost, and nobody else in town has even one. Quality care for quality customers right now, right here at Seekins Ford Lincoln Mercury. See you here.
20 and a half minutes now before the hour of 2 o'clock, and we'll take your calls before Steve gets here at 479-8255 regarding mining or the proposed rezone up on Esther Dome. We had a gentleman call earlier asking how this had been handled from other people who came from outside Alaska to the state and regarding the mining zoning in other parts of the country. So if you'd like to comment on that or on the bill that's been introduced by Betty Fahrenkamp, which would effectively, I don't want to use the word lock up, but that's what it does, parts of the good pastor out there. Give us a call at 479-8255, and we'll say, hi, you're on Alaska Gold Trails. Lost that one. And in the second hour, incidentally, of Talk Back this afternoon, we're going to be having our contest for Nail Precision, and we have a lot of people qualified for our big drawing where we'll be giving away two tune-ups worth up to $70 tomorrow, and those will be the 20 qualifying people by tomorrow. Hi, you're on Alaska Gold Trails.
Right, I don't want to talk about either of the subjects you just mentioned, but a little earlier you said something facetious about mouth-to-mouth resuscitation for a horse.
Yeah.
I see that occasional mushers give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to their dogs. And I'm looking at my dog right now, and I just wonder how that can be accomplished. How do you give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to a dog?
I don't know, because you can't really pinch its nose, can you?
I'm curious if anybody out there knows. I'd like to know, that's all.
All right, maybe we got a musher that's listening. They can give us a call and tell us, how do you give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to a dog, or a horse for that matter? That might be a good question for Dr. D, but if anybody knows the answer to that, give us a call at 479-8255. That is 479-TALK. Speaking of dogs, he said, as he segued right into it very smoothly, on the Humane Hotline this afternoon, a St. Bernard Doberman mix. These are all animals that are available for adoption. Doberman mix male, 6 months old, named Samson. Let me get on the line here, and let me put a couple of people on hold. We'll go to your phone calls and say, hi, you're on Alaska Gold Trails.
Hi, hello. On that resuscitation to a dog, I mean, I would never do it, but if someone wanted to,
yeah,
I think I would suggest that they clamp the dog's mouth shut with one hand and actually do it through the nose. That's the only way I could see get a good seal there. So I would keep the dog's mouth shut.
Keep the dog's mouth shut and breathe through the nose. Huh?
I guess, yeah.
I don't know. Listen.
Wouldn't that sound feasible?
Sounds feasible to me, but I got two other callers holding.
Okay.
Maybe they have another idea.
Right.
Thanks a lot for the call. Hi, you're on Alaska Gold Trails. Are we talking resuscitation? No, we're not, I guess. Hi, you're on Alaska Gold Trails.
Yeah, you're talking about giving that dog some mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Yeah, how do you do it?
Oh, very simple. Just hold his mouth shut and blow on his nose. I've done it lots of times.
Okay, that's what the last gentleman said, but I don't think either one of us were sure. So that sounds reasonable.
Yeah, I've done it several times.
Huh, okay.
It works real good.
Probably do a horse the same way then, huh?
Well, I don't know about a horse. Hard to do with a horse. But
probably need a compressor.
But a dog, I've brought several dogs back to life that way.
Okay. Well, I did not know that, and I thank you for informing us.
Okay.
All right. And our last caller also. Well, I guess we were right, huh? Well, I mean, I wasn't right, because I was suggesting pinching the dog's nose, which is what you would do in a human, and you folks can forget that I even mentioned it. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back, hopefully with our guest.
What's the shortest distance between two points? Kathy Steele at Travel Center. In Fairbanks, Kathy handles everything from getting the country's best firefighters to where the action is, to getting you where the action isn't. So talk to Kathy. Talk to Travel Center.
The hottest deal between Fairbanks and Fort Lauderdale starts at 6:21. Fares are round-trip travel by May 12th. Advance non-refundable purchase and other restrictions apply. For details, talk to Travel Center.
Okay, well, listen, Steve Hemshrod, who's here with us now, I think we answered all the questions. I don't know if you heard as you were out in the lobby coming in, but we decided how we would give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to a dog, and a gentleman called who has done this before, and basically you clamp its mouth shut and then you breathe through its nose. Now, we have a little thing here that's coming up on March 18th called Wilderness Survival. It's going to be going on from 8 until 5 p.m., and that's on a Saturday at Scheibel Auditorium on the campus. Who is invited to attend this thing first, Steve? Is it open to the public?
It's open to the public, and we're certainly encouraging anybody who uses the great outdoors in Alaska to attend. It's actually divided into two parts. The morning session is primarily designed for people who are horse packing in the interior, mm-hmm. and that's becoming a real popular method of getting back off the road a bit. And the afternoon session is more for the general outdoor enthusiast, anybody who is venturing out into the wilderness of Alaska and some of the things that they need to know. It's the kind of session I think that we all need an update on. When we were younger, a lot of people in the scouts got that type of training, right. And in the military, but most people don't.
Most of us have forgot them.
Exactly.
Yeah, right, absolutely. So you're going to, or they're going to teach these various methods. And of course, so this is Alaska Gold Trails this afternoon. Jim Madonna would normally be the host, but this is a good subject because a lot of the time the miners are out there, they're by themselves working mm-hmm. those claims if they've got a problem. I noticed that one of them was Bring Your Own Wilderness Doctor by Charles Steiner, who is an excellent physician here in town.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a lot of backpacking himself. And so I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yes, I did. He seems to be one of the premier speakers on wilderness medical information, and he's well respected in that field. And I think that's going to be one of the highlights of the day's conference. He'll be the last speaker on the session for an hour and a half talking about intelligent preparation is the best way to avoid an injury. But when an accident does happen, that's why they call them accidents. We can't always avoid those. Knowing how to evaluate and handle that situation can be a lifesaver, and it can change something around so that does not become a permanent injury or a fatality.
All right, let's see if we've got a caller here that wants to join in the conversation. Hi, you're on Alaska Gold Trails. Hello, did you wait? Did not wait. 479-8255 if you have a question or comment for our guest, Steve Hemschrott. Now, you're the Co-op Extension Land Resource and Community Development Agent.
Right.
Okay. Let's see if we've got a call for you, Steve. Hi, you're on Alaska Gold Trails.
Hi, Lowell. Yeah, I didn't have a question for your guest. I just thought that was a pretty good logical deduction, wasn't it?
Right, on the dog
yeah.
Resuscitation?
Yeah, I should have won something for that.
Yeah. In fact, now that we've got Steve here, let's ask him, how do you give resuscitation to a horse?
Very carefully.
Very I mean, is there a way to do it?
I'm sure there is. I'm not sure that I'd be the one to answer that question, but at the session, we're going to have somebody there who is a doctor of veterinary science that might well be able to address that question, and his name is Dr. Bob Dietrich, and he does teach at University of Alaska in Fairbanks and has a lot of practical experience with horses, mm-hmm. not only how to revive a horse, but when you deal with things like fractures and trauma and stuff within a horse, how do you take care of that when you're 30 miles back in the wilderness so that you can get back and hopefully with your horse?
Okay. Hi, you're on the air with Steve.
Hi, I just wanted to find out if there was pre-registration for this and if there's a fee.
Yes, there is. Pre-registration is encouraged, and the fee is $20.
Is that for all day?
For all day, and mm-hmm. part of that $20 fee is we're providing a book entitled Forgy's Book on Wilderness Medicines, and our cost on that's $11, and also a publication that we just printed in Cooperative Extension called Wild Edible and Poisonous Plants of Alaska, and that's $2. Both of these publications and a number of other handouts will be available, so we're trying to keep the registration fee at just a break-even point to cover our cost in promoting the program and our speakers. They're all donating their time, by the way.
Where do you register?
Register at the Cooperative Extension office on South Cushman Street above the Sportsman's Mall here in Fairbanks, and our phone number is 452-1530. We have the registration forms and the complete agenda available at the office, and you can do that at any time, 8 to 4, Monday through Friday.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Is this the first of its kind in Fairbanks, Steve? I would assume that some type of wilderness survival seminar has been done before, but...
Yeah, it's the first one in recent years, at least. The military has offered some of these kinds of classes to the public in the past, but recently those have not been as available. I don't believe we've ever done one that involved a wilderness survival seminar for people backpacking with horses or this kind of a broad subject matter area. Sometimes you'll deal with like winter camping or maybe just with medical treatments, but here we're talking about not only how to be your own doctor or a doctor for your horse, but also what kinds of wild plants and edibles are available here in Alaska, which ones do you avoid that might be poisonous or toxic. Mm-hmm. There's also a lot of them that can be used for medicinal purposes, mm-hmm. and we're going to go into that in a great deal of depth. In fact, Dr. Pat Holloway, who's a UAF plant researcher, is going to be presenting a subject on wild plants for camp.
Mm-hmm.
How you can improve the nutrition and add some variety to your camp diet, plus those other objects I mentioned about plants. I'm going to talk about lost and found, too. Sometimes people do get turned around out there, and we all think we know where we're going, but things can go wrong in that regard as well. And how to improve your chances of being found in a timely fashion before a dangerous situation develops. And we have a couple of volunteer groups on search and rescue. They'll be talking about some of the codes that we might use to signal a plane, about staying by your camp and building a fire and other kinds of things you need to do, and primarily just keeping your head. It's usually when people panic and when trouble begins, and they panic because they don't have the knowledge or information to handle the situation. We're hoping to prepare people for that before that negative situation would ever occur.
All right. We'll have more with our guest, Steve Hemstrott. We invite your phone calls at 479-8255. That's 479-TALK.
Here's another good reason to shop at Fred Meyer today. What have you got? What have you got?
It's Kids Week at Fred Meyer, our annual fun-filled salute to kids. And it's party time all week long with bear walks, free balloons, coloring contest, and great buys for kids.
Smart shoppers know we're the value store.
And you'll find terrific value on the fun, colorful clothes your kids want for spring. It's also a good time to give their room a new look with brightly patterned bed sheets or bed tents. And whether your little ones are little tykes or little terrors, you'll find the best prices on all their favorite toys in Fred Toy World.
One-stop shopping, that's our style. More choice and great buys down every aisle.
Bring your kids along as we celebrate their love for life during Kids Week. They'll love the fun and games, and you'll love the terrific low prices.
You know there's always another good reason to shop at Fred Meyer today.
Prudhoe Bay. Oil is discovered, and you knew us as BP. The Trans-Alaska Pipeline. Oil began flowing from Prudhoe Bay to Valdez, and you knew us as Ohio Alaska Petroleum. Endicott, the first commercial offshore oil field in the Arctic, and you knew us as Standard Alaska Production. Now, after three decades of experience and commitment, we have a new name. Now we're known as BP Exploration, a world of experience for Alaska.
Good grooming is a must in today's competitive world. Using the right products to enhance your hair, nails, and skin is the first step in achieving that well-groomed look. Leslie's Beauty Supply has a vast supply of grooming aids for all occasions. Try a new look with human and synthetic hair for the latest styles in braiding and hair weaving. Stop by Leslie's Beauty Supply in Beaverbrook Mall, North Pole, or their Fairbank store at 615 Gaffney. Call Leslie's Beauty Supply at 451-8070 or 488-7080.
All right, thank you very much, Jim Elton. You can join Jim for music between 5 and 6, and on Saturdays, 5 to 9, here on KFAR. That's in the morning, of course, not in the evening. Our guest is Steve Hemstrott. He is the Co-op Extension Land Resource and Community Development Agent. Steve, how do you fit all that in your business card? I mean, that's a long title.
It is a long title. A lot of hats to wear, but that's pretty typical of Alaskans. Mm-hmm. We're spread out over a large area with a lot of information to get to people, and there's few of us that are employed to do that sort of thing. But we have the same needs as people on the outside in the Extension Service or as clientele here in Alaska. We need to know about a lot of things. And in fact, I think the need to know information is even more critical up here. A lot of people being new to the state and more critical situations that we need to know about.
I think that perhaps if you're speaking of critical situations, this cold spell we had recently is a prime example. And even those of us who have been here for a number of years got a little lackadaisical, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe we didn't winterize our cars because we didn't think it was going to be all that bad. Maybe one little cold snap down to about 40 below, and that's going to be it. And I think it took a lot of people by surprise.
Sure,
but I think this Wilderness Survival Seminar is going to be excellent because this is going to give you the information you need if you're in the great outdoors this summer or this winter. And, of course, to our miners that are listening right now and the other people who basically live out in the quote-unquote bush, as it were, so extremely important. Now, we mentioned the lost and found. Also, I guess Joe Nava is going to do a bear know-how, huh? This is just how to avoid and how to handle bears if you run into trouble?
Yeah, Joe is very knowledgeable about bear etiquette, as we call it here in Alaska. He's with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, and as a biologist, has studied bears extensively and has given several talks on the subject. And we'll be handing out a publication on bear etiquette as well. Obviously, that's not the kind of thing that we anticipate having happen, but those close encounters of the furry kind, as we call them, do happen all too often here in Alaska, and there's incidents and injuries every year and even a few fatalities this year. There are some things that you can do to reduce the chances of being mauled by a bear and simply knowing how to react, especially when you're dealing with, say, horses in a horse pack situation. The horses are a lot keener than we are in terms of detecting something out there that presents a problem. They can see better and smell better than we can, and often will react sooner. And if you don't know what you're doing, you might find yourself on the ground looking at a bear where the horse is going the other direction. And those are some of the kinds of things we'll talk about. But obviously, anybody that's in Alaska in the bush has the possibility of running into a bear. They're distributed pretty much all over the state.
Yeah, but the old thing is it still true? Play dead?
Well, I saw a cartoon a while back that said the bears just love that when they play dead as they're picking their teeth. it does seem to work in some cases, but bears are also very unpredictable animals. And it's a matter of, I suspect, playing the numbers to some degree, knowing what is causing that bear to be aggressive to begin with. Is it protecting cubs? Is it after a food supply? Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, letting them have it is probably the best choice. And if you're between them and the cubs, you're in a world of hurt, and there's probably playing dead isn't going to prevent you
isn't
from being mauled.
Yeah.
So it's just avoiding those situations, you know, making noise as you're going down the trail so that you don't surprise a bear in a situation like that. And people who, you know, are out there a lot know these things, but unfortunately, conventional wisdom isn't all that conventional or common anymore, and a lot of people just haven't heard, you know, the best techniques and do some things wrong just because they heard it from a friend without really verifying, is that the right technique?
Yeah. Kind of like me saying, play dead, you know, is that the way to do it? And in, apparently in a lot of cases, it is not the proper way to handle the situation.
If the bear is on top of you, you may not have much choice.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, before that, there's certainly some other things you could do.
We also have Jim Jennings is going to be giving a talk on field hoof care and shoeing procedures.
Right. He's a farrier in the area who has a lot of experience with horses. And a horse, you can almost use the analogy, losing a shoe on a horse is almost like losing a belt on a snowmobile or a drivetrain on a four-wheel drive truck or something. You need to repair it if you're going to get back out with both you and the horse. And knowing how to do that, not only having the right equipment along, you know, extra shoes, but also the knowledge and how to do it. You might come out in worse shape than the horse if you're not familiar with how to do that technique. And he's going to talk about that. You really do need to be prepared for the worst that could happen when you go on a trip. If you're not, you're inviting a disaster to strike. When you're out there on your own or in a small group of people, somebody, at least in that group, needs to understand the emergency procedures, and that preparation has to take place before the trip ever begins. It's part of the planning stage. Once you're out there and you don't have the right equipment along or the right knowledge, you are inviting trouble, and it happens to people every year up here, and this state is a very unforgiving one when you're out in the wilderness. Beautiful as it is, people do get into trouble.
Steve, would you consider yourself a big outdoorsman?
Oh, yes, that's why I'm here in Alaska. I really enjoy this country, and I enjoy every opportunity I can to be out there.
Okay, so you've probably researched a lot of this yourself if you spend a lot of time outdoors then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now let's run over it again. We've got about 2.5 minutes here, Steve. It all happens Saturday, March 18th from 8 until 5 at Scheibel Auditorium on the UAF campus.
Right. That auditorium, by the way, is next to the fountain on campus, right in the center where the public parking lot is. If you're looking at the fountain from the parking lot, it's on the right-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
And we have room for 200 people, and we will take walk-ins at the door, but to assure that you have a seat, pre-registration is certainly encouraged.
I would imagine this far ahead of the event, you know, we're talking 16 days, that you're probably going to have 200 people registered before this gets underway, wouldn't you?
Well, we're certainly hoping that we will. There's been a public a request for this kind of information. We're trying to fill that need, and we're hoping that the public responds by attending this program.
Would you see if this is well attended this time? Let's say you get the 200 people, and you have some people coming up to the door. Would this be held again, do you think, if there's enough enough interest in it?
I'm certain that if we do reach that attendance goal, we'll do this at least as an annual event, and perhaps we'll even expand it into 2 days and divide the sessions up to fit specific needs and interests.
Okay. Steve, I'd like to thank you for being here, taking your time to be with us this afternoon. And again, if anybody's interested, they can call 452-1530, or I also have a number here, 452-1548. Is that your own office?
Yes.
Okay. But if they want to register, they can do that, and that's located over the Sportsman's Mall on the second floor of the Co-op Extension Service.
Third floor, room 302.
Okay. You know, I never realized there was a third floor on that building. There is, huh?
It's a great view on a clear day.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Steve, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you, Will.
Our guest has been Steve Hemschrott with the Co-op Extension Service. And again, those phone numbers, 452-1548 or 452-1530. Or you can just go up and register for the Wilderness Survival Seminar to be held Saturday, March 18th from 8 until 5 at Scheibel Auditorium on the UAF campus. And we would again invite you to register early because only 200 participants will be accepted. That's going to do it for Alaska Gold Trails. Jim Madonna will be back with you, your normal host, next week. Well, we don't know how normal Jim is, but he'll be back with you next week anyway. Alaska Gold Trails is brought to you in part by Tip Top Chevrolet Buick, Hector's Welding, Oxford Assaying and Refining, B&L Pawn Shop, by the Days Inn of Anchorage, and by Gabe's Truck and Auto. You're in tune to KFAR Radio 660 on your radio dial in Fairbanks, Alaska. Alaska Standard Time in 30 seconds, 2 o'clock.